shorthanded and you've been bound by church law. Bound by church law only to support people who are members. Please ask for membership. Go. So we can get faith so he won't be tempted. Praying at such that we will do some other things that would be helpful to him. And I agree with other things. Unmentioned in the right letter to the prosecutor saying that he was on sick man and wouldn't intentionally hurt anybody. And that sort of thing. We won't write as a church. Tell her it would be more effective just writing to people who know him. Because when you write as a church, he might subpoena us. And then the damaging part would have to be, they have to ask for the damaging part, which would be going to be perjury. And then that might be cool about not being able to make it. Because they remember the incident. They remember the incident. Say, I don't want to go to the phone because someone might be listening. I don't even want to hurt him, but it was something that was against the law. He was asked for a membership card because of it. But we agree with your position. It is mentally balanced, and we will certainly write that to, and we'll write letters to that effect to the public defender.
Way
to San
Francisco right now.
I see. Do you have a number I can call him when he gets here?
He'll be at the Sonic Temple. The Sonic Auditorium, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I don't have that number with me.
Okay, do you...
It's on California Street in San Francisco.
Right. Do you know approximately what time he will arrive here?
Well, he's just now leaving, 5 to 10 minutes ago from down here. He'll probably be up there about 9:30.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, could I have your name? He's going to call back just in case you should miss him.
Okay.
He's going to call back after we get up there.
Okay.
And that was Minister Michael...
P-R-O-K-E-S.
Coke.
Right.
Okay. And that's the People's Temple?
Right.
And the number?
922-6418.
Okay. All right, if for any reason you don't get him, he'll call back there about 10 or 10:30.
Okay.
And he can reach you at this number, right?
Right.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay.
And then she will see her accordingly, and we'll have it all taken care of.
Okay. Now, I don't know your schedule of events, but
right.
She has talked with our founder leader long distance, and she is prepared to say a few words on his behalf if, you know, that's
right.
Convenient for you.
Right. Okay. I'm not sure if that'll be, number of that thing, it'll merely consist of the Chief Minister speaking. You know, in other words, all the activities, it'll be broadcasted from Chicago.
Uh-huh.
However, if this is the case, then we'll relay this information.
Thank you.
Very good.
Then we'll see you later on.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, bye.
As-salamu alaykum.
Leave us alone.
I don't like the whole damn caliber. That motherfucker on the... He was cordial one poor, but he was a motherfucker.
And that's how they all are, though. I mean...
You just take a little bit of their time, or...
There's an easy way out. Folks think there's an easy way out, and I'm telling them I don't see any easy way out.
What do you think is an easy way? What is
it? Well, he has to drop off from future involvement. I'm just saying, I don't think we can do that.
Well, how's he going to... What did you tell him?
I don't know. He's on the line right now if you want to talk to him.
I don't know,
we were both looking at the article, knowing that this had certain implications.
Is there another article you mean? I don't know.
Saturday article. Schermerhorn's picture of you with Dennis.
Yeah, well, how am I going to get out of that?
Well, that's what Mike says you could do. I said, Mike, I don't see how you can.
Well, if you can tell me, all I want to do is get out of the new car. I want to get that thing, you got that thing ready for your car?
Just a second.
Yeah.
Yes?
Marie, we got the thing. We're ready for Rick's car. What did you say, son?
Oh, I didn't see nothing, Father.
You been down to the Muslims over there?
Yes.
How'd it go?
It went okay. They didn't have any speakers or anything like that, but I talked to...
Well, they didn't. They didn't have me speak here.
They did?
Yeah.
Gosh, they didn't have anybody speak here.
They didn't? Did they acknowledge we were there?
There was nobody even, not even a microphone set up, just a screen.
How many were there?
People.
How many, yeah?
Well, about 150.
How many of the other people were there?
Hard to say. They didn't fill it. It was a big auditorium, but it was substantially filled, I suppose.
Did they drag them all from everybody?
They had to.
They didn't tell us. We'd have been pitiful if they hadn't been here today.
Yeah?
Yep. It's a good crowd, but it was not a crowd like they represent.
How'd they respond to...
To me, said, they...
Yes.
They got on their feet and didn't know they were supposed to. Not to.
Is that right? Oh, no.
Yeah, moving soon. They got on their feet around Paul. Men did, and they were getting on their feet, and then they looked around and realized they weren't supposed to.
You must have really been,
I didn't have much time, but what I said, I smacked at him. I come at him.
I hope somebody... Too bad we couldn't hear it. I guess no one got it, though.
No, but I think we'll be in the Bay news again.
No.
Oh, what the... Do you think we're in trouble with that article that you were talking about?
No, I just think it's time to rest on our laurels.
What, they're laughing at you.
Uh-huh. They all disagree, I think, that we can do that.
How do we get out of it?
Some minister called from, he's from San Jose, and he said he, San Diego, and he was involved in raising the money for the, he's a Methodist minister who helped raise the $80,000, and he wants to meet, he's Native American, and he wants to meet with us. He wanted to come to our services today, but we told him he didn't have any. Gene talked to him. I don't know exactly what she said.
We don't have any services. We're a church, we don't have any services Sunday.
No, I mean tonight.
You people, I thought you'd do better than that. That's pretty good. Well, I think we better meet him because I think we're in trouble. We're going to have that. I hope that Ukiah Journal article and Sunday Reporter counters it somewhat. Did you ever see anything more of the... Seven? Did they put it on the next day?
No, I watched.
I'm afraid they wouldn't want that. They don't want to touch it.
Well, I don't think it was. I don't think it was whiteballed or anything like that.
But the 400 is what bothers me. That the 400 is packed congregation of 400. That bothers me. That puts the idea about this. We got to get around that someplace. And in the Sun Reporter, we could say that our congregation was packed and Even our missionary meeting was packed, and it was 1,400, you might say. That'd make them think that they was off. Mm-hmm. So we're a congregation, active congregation in San Francisco, 7,000. That's going to be slapped in there again.
Okay.
And 1,400 met them in the Ukiah Journal. I think we better put that, but you're not going to do the Ukiah Journal. Oh, shit. Well, I'll have to do that. I feel like I'm getting a bug. Well, I hope things went well for you. What all the hell did you do?
What, today?
Yeah, is Marcia on her way home?
No, she's still here.
Where's she at?
She's upstairs. We just got back shortly.
Someone buzzer and tell her.
Yeah.
Tell her, get her phone up now and say a word to her.
Okay. Tell her to pick up the extension. Number one, but I don't know if it'll ring up there.
They'll have to run. There won't be.
Okay.
What did you say? What all did you do? And what all? I got all your reports up to today, I guess.
Yeah.
How many people were at Tim Stone's meeting in June?
About how many do you think were there? Yeah.
At their meeting?
200 to 250.
In Visalia?
Yeah.
Wherever they went?
Yeah. Tim had a good
what
time.
What they got that minute to get that before he invited us, did
because he? Yeah, but he didn't want to hear about healing, I guess. And you built up. Hey, Tim said he didn't build you that much. He just got in what he was supposed to. And
well, you got to say something.
Yeah, but I don't know what the guy's problem was. He said the people were friendly.
What's that?
She says the minister isn't that liked down there, though. And the really? People they stay with didn't even, were throwing jibes at Carl.
Let's write him and say that our pastor is very impressed by anything we ever do to help him. Let's get a letter right off before his ego gets terribly wounded.
Right.
What's his name? I might.
Stan Howard.
Dr. what?
Stan Howard.
Stan Howard?
Right.
Maybe I can call him long distance from here. And you guys write him. I might help get his ass cool down before he makes any negative vibes.
Okay.
I think we ought to look at that Sacramento thing from Indiana. That guy probably knows my healing. I was active in healing work.
Uh-huh.
What?
Okay.
Hi, Marsh.
I'll get off.
Stan, what does it stand out?
Howard.
You better come back on.
Well, you can stay on, Marsh.
Yeah. How was it going, hon? They didn't get you up to speak there. They had no microphone, I guess, there. They had called
I didn't
here.
Know. I did everything. But storm.
Stand on your head, huh?
Yeah. I said, isn't there any way I can give the message? And I thought they'd offer, you know, we couldn't all go down and eat at $3 a quack, but I thought maybe they may offer to have me come down and give a message downstairs, but they didn't.
They weren't even, you know, it was just to make money downstairs. They weren't speaking there.
No, they had me speak here.
Well, good.
And they made put me in front of all the politicians, and it kind of rubbed their asses, the politicians, the wrong way.
Do you know that, Jim, these women, they're like robots. They're women.
Yeah, I know they are. They are here, too.
Dear.
But I had them on their feet, because of our movement, you know, how we do, and they all move for me. And, of course, I got kind of raucous. I spoke very strongly. And they had them move them on
That's
their feet.
That's
good. They're not supposed to be on their feet.
That's great.
I had more people on their feet than old Wallace did.
What'd you say?
Wild, I think. Not that wild, but oppressed people. Now blacks are going to have to stand together and
yeah.
run out of the street. And
yeah. What was it? Wallace said he was a... What did he say, Mike?
A nigger.
Oh.
Yeah,
he's talking against, you know, revolutionaries.
Yes, of course, we are opposed to that, too. But he's so double-minded, he's pitiful.
Yeah.
And he's got an ego. I don't think he'll hold that movement together. Mm. It's my confirmed opinion he'll never hold that movement together.
I'm surprised that it's been held together the way it is, because it seems like it's ego all the way down.
There's just nothing.
Down to the doorkeeper.
Well, ego can work, but you got to pay it off somewhere. And you can't pay all those egos off.
Yeah.
There'll be a split in the I don't know who will lead it, but there'll be a split.
Where did they meet in L.A.?
Convention Center.
Really?
There's like a lot of people there. They came in, you know, on the thing.
They didn't even mention People's Temple was there, huh?
No, it was a financial report about how many cans of sardines they'd made available to people.
It is, but here, they piped us into Chicago here.
Well, this was something that was piped into Chicago, too.
They heard you in Chicago?
Well, I suspect they did.
Oh, my gosh.
They piped us into Chicago here.
Wow. Yeah, because they had mentioned L.A. on the report, his report.
Yeah, well, L.A. was almost piped in. L.A. to New York. They may have gone into, they didn't go into Chicago closed circuit. They may have given a message, but they didn't go into Chicago. You didn't see them on, you didn't see San Francisco on the screen.
No, no.
We saw ourselves on the screen.
No, we only heard, you know, they...
Didn't you see us on the screen?
Well, I did, couldn't
recognize... Did you see L.A. when it was piped in?
I saw L.A.
When was that, after he spoke?
It was after he spoke, and they came in with a 15-minute report from L.A.
Yeah.
And I kind of looked to see if I could see any of our people, but that's when he gave this report about the number of cans of sardine that had been... distributed, I don't know where.
Yeah, by the way, the news interviewed me and photographed me and some other damn guy.
Well, I had my speech already. Michael helped me.
Well, that's good.
But, and I was going to tell him, you know, I'm black. It's hard for you to believe, but when our founder leader placed a black sun in my lap 16 years ago,
beautiful.
I became black. But I tried to tell some of these women so that they'd feel, you know, to... feel sort of a rapport with me, but I didn't feel like I cracked even their surface. They would be threatened, I think.
They're reserved, honey. They're extremely reserved and very repressed.
I think
you
so.
You can't tell whether you did or you didn't. They've been always subservient. He hasn't got that broken yet. I don't even know. He's trying to break that. How much did we raise in own offering?
That's God. It got up over 9, and that's all. We were so pushed for time. Usually we have to put on this performance, you know, by... Wesley.
Man. Couldn't, you didn't bring him back into the meeting. That's what we're doing here.
No, I didn't. I'm sorry, honey. As a matter of fact, it was so disjointed at the end, you know.
I actually wanted to push. You'd give her a call just after to push you on something special.
Okay.
Maybe.
All right. She's around. Here if I... Right.
Because, see, I have to bring back an extra meeting here myself. I guess they're calling out there, so I'll go out.
Okay. Well, I'll let you talk to Mike. I'm
What are we talking about, Mike? I can't remember.
No.
Are you going on? Where are you going to be... tonight?
I'll be here.
No, I'm in Marston.
I'm going to be in Santa Rosa.
You're going to Santa Rosa?
Yeah.
Where are you going to be there tomorrow night?
I'll be home tomorrow night.
Home tomorrow night.
I'll be in Napa the next night.
All right. Which way? Where at Napa?
Well, I may go to the Motel 6. The only thing I hate about that, nobody can call me there. There are no phones in the room.
I'll go where you can get a phone.
Well, the downtown motel.
Okay, downtown.
Okay.
I'll see you there.
All right. I'll hang up.
Now, what did you say? What were we talking about? Something we were talking about.
Oh, about Stan Howard.
Jim, you didn't mean you'd see me there. You meant you'd call me there.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Okay. Okay, bye. I'd be happy if you'd see me there, but I've never known that to happen.
Well,
I'll let you go.
Never can tell.
Okay, bye.
We were talking about the Vice City situation.
Oh, yes. Well, what's his name? I'll call the bastard. What's his name?
Dr. Stan Howard.
Dr. Stan Howard. See?
Is he listed? Dr. Would he be listed?
Would you get to know?
Dr. Jack Brady, if Howard isn't listed.
Who's Jack Brady?
He's the man that Tim and Bonnie stayed with.
Well, that won't
overnight.
Be... Was he upset too?
No, they're fine. It was just the minister, I guess.
Just Dr. Stan Howard. Reverend Stan Howard. Okay, I'll see you.
First Christian Church by Visalia.
What's the area code? Do I know?
209, I think. I think it's 209.
Okay.
What
time is it? Oh, 5 o'clock. I gotta get moving. What's this, son?
It's okay.
What did you start to say to me?
Bonnie's calling information to see if it's
listening. Well, that's good. You got anything else to say? Get some letters out. Get some people to write some letters to him now, though.
Okay.
Because we need it. And I wish we had that assemblyman boy from San Francisco. Jesus, we met some damn Senator Holden. Don't forget some of those to remind me to write some of these people. And we ought to write the nation and thank them for, you know, the reception. They were good. They gave us my guards with me and set my guards with me. And they were good. They were good. They were as responsive as ever been received anywhere. I like the minister better than John. He was more humble.
Really? Mm-hmm. Great.
Very humble, man.
Will there be any further meetings?
I think we will. We'll meet more here because it's bigger.
Yeah.
Obviously a bigger place down here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, threatened by your company.
Ah, minister grabbed my arm and shook it like that going off the socket.
Huh.
And I didn't give that much praise to Wallace. I just said praising my defense is Nathaniel Muhammad.
Yeah. I have the number, I think. It's area 209.
Area code 209.
798.
209. 798.
1529.
Wait just a minute. 209. Area code 209. 758.
98.
798.
1529.
1529. Okay.
Okay. No, he's still on.
Dr. What's his ass name again?
Dr. Stan, Reverend Stan Howard. He likes to be called doctor, though.
All right. I'll tell him that they all praise and enjoy themselves very much.
Okay. And Mother would like to speak to you.
Yeah.
Here.
Jim.
Yeah?
I forgot to tell you that the attendance was down to about half of what it usually is. And Leona said she'd call everybody that wasn't here and tell them they were to bring a special offering, and she'll get it Wednesday.
All right, hon.
Okay?
Thank you so much.
Uh-huh.
Take it easy now. Tim?
This is Bonnie.
Yeah?
Stan Howard was friendly during that first consolving mess. He's in his late 30s, a chauvinist. He considers himself intellectual. I think his problem with us was more that his people are not loyal to him. And he knows, you know, we have the loyalty factor with us. And he can't...
Okay. I'll tell him that you appreciate him very much.
Okay, here.
Okay. Father, I told him that one of the reasons I came down there was because you personally cared, because he had supported you, and the Vassalian people were trying to do such a good work, and that's the reason that you said that it would be good for me to break my rule and come here is the only time that I've ever gone to preach anywhere.
I'm going to go on. Does he know there's any disunity? Did anybody mention disunity against him?
Disunity against him?
Yes.
None of us remembered mentioned.
Someone said he see one behind him. Somebody just told me that on the telephone.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't understand that, Father.
Someone told me that there's people one behind him, so I don't.
Okay. Bonnie picked up more than I did because she was obviously out there as to any disunity, but I didn't. I just got the feeling that, you know, some people, when you ask them, you know, I said, geez, Stan Howard's really a nice guy, isn't he? And, you know, they weren't too quick to say yes, a couple of people, so I don't know how deep
they were critical of Carl, did you say?
The people that we stayed with were critical of Carl. Brady's were.
Dr. Jack Brady, what kind of a doctor is he?
He's a general surgeon.
Oh, dear.
He's chairman of the school board. Very powerful guy in the community.
What do you think about healing?
We didn't give him much chance to ask a whole lot of questions about it. We just talked about criminal justice, but...
Mm-hmm.
And he's just a very quiet sort of guy, didn't ask a lot of questions generally.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a pretty shrewd fellow. And his wife is kind of a liberal, you know, and she's more outgoing. And there was a lawyer that we met. The one redeeming factor is there's a lawyer there who is not really a member of the church, but he's considered to head up a criminal justice committee. His name is Bob Feltz. And he spends every Sunday on his own going out and talking to the prisoners on the road crew.
Let's get him, meet him. Let's call him up and meet him. Meet him sometime. We can have him to stay all night or something.
Yeah, but he seemed to be the only sincere person there. And he said to me, he said, I'm really looking for meaning in my life, you know.
Well, let's get that. Tell him to get that United Methodist man, and I think we better look into that Sacramento meeting that Prokes mentioned that we can go. Did Prokes get to the Indians with my Indian background?
Just a second, I don't know. Mike? Hello?
Did you get to the Indians with my Indian background?
Indians.
I told Kay Henderson to tell you. To get my Indian background.
Oh, she said something, but her instructions weren't clear how to go about it. It's like doing research in a library or something.
Oh, no, the Indians that I came from on my mother's side came from the hell, won't take nothing to find that out. The Trail of Tears? What Indians came from the Trail of Tears? Bonnie ought to know everything. That was my mother's side. And my other would be the south, I think you're Choctaw, some asshole. I wish the hell these Indians wake up, they're just niggers and forget all this shit.
How would I go about finding this out?
I don't know. Can somebody find out where the goddamn people from South Carolina, what Indians they were, and tell me what you told them? That the Indians are where the niggers were, Chris said, in 1950. So goddamn conscious of who in the hell, you know, what label they got. Divided and they're tribal. I goofed up with Blackman by not telling him which tribe. I wanted to just weave in a conversation some way and see how things were going and weave in the conversation.
Okay.
But I don't know how we're going to get out of this other damn thing. They're probably going to be down our backs because of this.
Who?
Because of this Indian situation.
Who'll be down our backs?
Everybody. Ask the lawyer if we have any problem because of supporting them legally.
I disagree. I think we did it as a church. It shows we did it as a church, and I think it's a political issue.
Yeah, it's not a political issue, huh? It's not a political issue if we have a right to support people in criminal affairs. It's not political, though. Technically, there's no problem about it. Political. I disagree with somebody saying it's a political thing.
Well, it. Yeah.
Does Tony think it's political? It's not political.
No. I don't think Tim does. He said he doesn't see a legal problem.
Well, then do I then? Tim, I agree.
He's listening.
I don't think it's a political problem. I don't know about the controversy and whether bringing the inquiries and we're having a hell of a. I want you to find out. Will you, Ron, James, I don't know what they got up there. Did they left the list? No, there's nobody up there. Ron and James. Would you see if you can find Ron and James and get him on his phone so he'll give him the telephone, the license, a number of that. Do you know that some asshole came in there with a beard, and tried to sell our people some hot goods, obviously, at the door?
Yeah.
And they followed him, Ron and Lee Ingram, followed him and saw him take his... I need Ron James quickly. Do you have that license number? That license number of that car? That was the man with the beard. Where's it at? Where? It's in the logbook on the front door. It's in Ronnie James' room in the metal box.
The gray metal box.
And it's a license number. What's it say? Does it say anything more about the describe it? Has the card from what day? What day do they need to look? Because they followed this sucker to the door, and they followed this. Tell them to take an offering out there. Tell Johnny and Paul to take an offering. Johnny and Paul take an offering. She didn't hear me. I've taken offerings all day, and I'm wearied. Under the 28th, on date. Look on the logbook for a license. A guy come up to the front door. Has it detailed in the logbook? The license number two? Are you guys both listening?
Yeah.
It's a description of this guy. They found him in the car. He took a beard off. His white man took a beard off. We were trying to be set up, friends. We had the same thing happen to us on Saturday here. And we got a license number on that sucker. I don't know why they didn't get more. We're going to have to put a buzzer system in there and so it ring up there upstairs, alarm me. By God, we'll call the police and get these sons of bitches that are doing this. Who would Tim think doing this? I do. Our local police wouldn't be doing a thing like that. They know we are clean people. Shaking things, some agency of the FBI, but what the hell would they be messing with this kind of stuff? What's he think of this? They're trying to sell us hot goods, friend.
Maybe they're trying to... I don't know what... I just don't know. It seems to me below what the FBI would do or below what...
What about the AG that connects you to the AG and all that shit?
I don't think the AG works that way. I haven't known
it. Well, something's funny here. I got a lot to tell you when I get there. David Wise and so forth. He's right under our nose. A whole lot of funny stuff's happened since he's been around here. He's down here. We got him located. Well, we'll come through, but do you think they don't see a problem then on Dennis Banks? Certainly I'm not supporting the AIM movement. If it's militancy, I'm supporting a young baby. But I don't think we can let this man down. I don't think we can sit down and not write letters to Oregon, and those letters ought to be going in there. I think that, that it's a shame to let him go back there. You know, Skirmerhorn says he's all of the witnesses and his legal counsel, his own attorney, was threatened and intimidated and thus dropped his case, and the poor man left defenses. I don't think we can leave it alone.
Okay, well, I think we can do it, though, without calling attention to it.
That's fine by me. If you think you can do it, but I think he's going to be very popular. He's going to be a call celebrity, what is it? I called KQED on another matter, and by God, they said, thank you for what you're doing for Dennis Banks. Whoever, I must hit a liberal. Then there's going to be some people say, damn you for doing, for the, you know, it works just either way, but it's, what I'm saying is known.
It's
going to
make people take their minds off
healing. Oh, yes. Time, we check Time magazine, the New York Times, and see if that bitch knows what she's talking about, or she's just a liar. I've used it anyway, whether it is or not. Washington Post.
Hey, how do I tell Carl that, did we tell somebody to call him on that nuclear thing?
Yes, and if he says no, I'll look like an asshole.
Oh,
he
did?
I told Carl to write a letter to
Dennis,
give us
a letter to
Trump. He said yes, he
did.
Okay. That's
the
nuclear initiative thing?
Oh. I thank you, but he may still get a call from that guy Monday. He will then be civil with him, I suppose. I hope he would be civil, won't he, Stone?
Yes.
I committed his ass.
Okay. Well, obviously, your ESP powers are working in Carl's mind.
Yeah. Well, what about that, supporting a nuclear initiative? Is that political?
That's what
I said, just me. I told him, I can only give my name, sir. I cannot speak for the church. Well, I'm there asking him to be a sponsor on a letterhead for him. And they'll be calling him about it. And I'll be one, too.
You can do that as an individual sponsor.
I just don't want him to not be able to do it, because I told him that he'd do it.
I think he will do it. But Terry did not tell me that that's what I was supposed to ask him to do. He just said get a letter from him.
Oh, shit. She's good, too. She's good, but that isn't what I said. He's being called by those people. If you get a hold of him, you better tell him too to get the letter. That'll be fine. But to be a sponsor, I told him he'd be a sponsor like myself. When Herb Cain's wife or whoever, bring her in, he'll feel safer. She's in it. She's the treasure or something of the whole outfit. Well, nothing else for me?
No, I'm fine.
Okay, much love. I'll see you later.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye.